Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are so, so grateful to the Lord God Almighty. Let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture of Jesus in the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 21 and 22. Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. Receive the Holy Spirit." Hallelujah. While he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." My dear brothers and sisters, the good news of the gospel relates not only to what Christ once did, his death, his resurrection, and his ascension, but to what he presently offers. What he offers is forgiveness of sin, the reuniting of our eternal fellowship with the Creator, an advocate with the Heavenly Father, and the energizing indwelling gift of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. When a person becomes a Christian, he or she receives the Holy Spirit within. Often, however, the Holy Spirit does not have complete control of that life, even though he resides there. The scriptures teach that we are to be filled with the Holy Spirit if we are to live overcoming lives. This is not some emotional mystical event. To be filled with the Spirit of God means, in a very practical way, that a believer has surrendered completely to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and sincerely desires to be directed by the Holy Spirit in order to worthily exalt Christ and be an effective representative for God. One of the most compelling evidences of a Spirit-filled life is a consistent Christ-like daily living. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, that's what the Lord anticipates from every believer, from every child of God. And you are precious in his eyes, and he desires that you will be representing him. You are the ambassadors of Christ, and God wants to bless you abundantly. There's a beautiful hymn that was written by Edwin Hatch and published in 1878. Beautiful hymn. I like the words. It says, "Breathe on me, breath of God, fill me with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love, and to do what thou wouldest do. Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure, until with thee I will one will to do and to endure. Breathe on me, breath of God, till I am wholly thine, till all this earthly part of me glows with thy fire divine. Breathe on me, breath of God, so shall I never die, but live with thee the perfect life of thine eternity." Hallelujah. So, my dear brothers and sisters, this morning, invite the Holy Spirit to have a greater control of your life, or rather, allow him to lead you besides the still waters and green pastures to empower you to be an even more effective representative for God in this world. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful to you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. There are many people who could not see this day, but you had been gracious and merciful unto us. And therefore we love you, we thank you, we praise you, we worship you, we adore you, we magnify you, and we give you the glory. Abba Father, this morning, O Lord, I lift up the blood of Jesus from the altar of God, and I sprinkle the precious blood of Yeshua upon our lives, upon our spirit, our soul, and our body. Everything that pertaineth to us, I sprinkle your blood. We know that over the blood of Christ, the Spirit of God hovers and comes and dwells. And I thank you for that, O God, that you have not left us only at the Passover, but you have completed us at the Pentecost. And you desire that we will walk in the ways of Yeshua. Today, I pray the blessings of Jehovah to be the portions of your people, that your people will lack no good thing, that they will be blessed abundantly. As your flock steps out today into the jobs and to do their businesses and running the errands for the day, I pray the Lord, you will be with them. They will experience you in a very special way, in a mighty manner. They'll be led by your Spirit. They will be, oh Father, preserved and protected and provided for, and they will be prospering all the way in the name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. I release your healing virtue to flow into their bodies, and I command their bodies to be healed and made whole by the power of God's Spirit in the mighty name of the Lord. Abba Father, we give you the praise, we give you the glory and the honor, and in this season of Pentecost, may we all experience the fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, we give you the glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.